Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello.
We don't need to sync, do we? I was going to be like, but we're literally
there's
both
one
here.
Thing. Hello and welcome to Toku. I'm Holly Nielsen.
I'm Kate Gray.
And yes, this is our first recording and we're very excited.
I'm so excited.
So yeah, we should probably say what the podcast is to start. Is that a good idea? Okay.
It's kind of nebulous at the moment, isn't it? It's sort of like games, but also like all the other things that we like.
Yeah, basically we just wanted a platform that we can indulge ourselves and talk about what we wanted. So and, TV and films and...
food.
Yes, baking.
Biscuits.
Yeah, biscuits.
Cake.
Tea.
I'm kind of one note right now. I'm just thinking about food.
Yeah.
It's because there's popcorn like right over there.
Yeah,
I'm,
and
like,
there's
looking at it.
Cupcakes right
oh
over there.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. So we're just going to be talking about that. Yeah.
Okay, shall we say who we are as well, in case we're just random people?
Let's do that. I'm Kate Gray. I currently work for Xbox. I make videos for Xbox. I do presenting and producing and all the things. I used to work for Official Xbox Magazine, used to work for Official Nintendo Magazine. All the games, all the writing, all the time. Go Holly!
Oh my God, okay. You have done that before. Well, my CV is quite a bit shorter because I'm still a student, so I'm still studying. I study history at the moment, but I do freelance games journalism on the side, so I do video stuff kind of once a month, kind of for Sky News and Jinx TV, and occasionally I'm going to be writing a bit more, which is exciting.
It is exciting.
So yeah, look out for that.
Yeah, so we're both kind of freelance at the moment when it comes to writing.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Exciting. What do we do now?
Okay, well, we were going to say we're going to start with a question.
Yes!
To kind of get it. So we're going to start with, what does the podcast name mean?
Yeah, this was a question from Game Hub HQ. What does the podcast name, Holly, mean?
Well, basically, we struggled. We had the idea of doing a podcast months ago, like probably last year.
Yeah.
And but we really we literally just could not think of a name. We were trying to think of like Holly and Kate something or other, but then we couldn't.
So many bad names, like the Nielsen rating.
The Nielsen rating.
50 Shades of Grey, but also Holly.
Yeah, well, Holly's
quite
here.
Long.
Yeah. So we settled on, we started looking at different words in kind of classic languages.
Yeah.
Because you study classics and I study history. So we're like, okay, we should get something like ancient Greek or Latin or something. And we realised that was a really bad idea really quickly.
It was a great idea. We just don't know it that well.
Yeah, that's true. We don't know enough words. So we looked at Japanese because we thought that's where a lot of the stuff we're interested in comes from. Kind of games and things like that.
Sushi.
And sushi, yes.
Yum.
And so we looked at a lot of words. And basically, we weren't really so much looking for a meaning as a nice word.
Yeah, something that's nice to say.
Something that's nice to say, and we really liked toku. We thought it was cute and it sounded nice. It's kind of a bit of an anglicised version of talk in Japanese, but it's not like exactly right. So before like people who can actually speak slash understand Japanese, like we realise that it's probably not correct, but we like it, so there we go.
And plus there's plenty of podcasts out there that have names that don't mean anything
exactly
at all.
Like,
so it's your
socket
fault.
What do you even
what does
mean,
I even mean?
Bit socket.
Oh, it came to me in a dream. Yeah, well, that's
why
terrible.
Did Oscar I was just lying there every night just waiting for it to appear, waiting for Bitsocket Joe or Scott to come like floating through the window and
oh,
give
God,
me a name.
That'd be horrible.
No, that's a dream I've had many a time.
We've been through this before. I actually did have a dream about Bitsocket Joe.
Yeah, well, you
but
got
he knows
married
about this. Well, we didn't get married.
Oh,
he proposed to me with like this shitty ring, and I was like, "No!" And he got really upset.
Fuck sake, Joe. Get your shit together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Okay, the another question we have is, would you rather be a unicorn or a centaur?
This is from Faye Stacey, a.k.a. Pondicherry Baby.
Ooh, who also did our lovely logo.
Segway!
Yeah, oh, she did our lovely little logo, and you can look her stuff up on her Tumblr, which is on her Twitter. And if you give her some money, she'll make something for you, which is really nice. She's very good.
Like magic.
Yes.
But she asks, would you rather be a unicorn or a centaur?
I know what I'd rather be.
Yeah.
Like, straight away, centaur.
I think so.
I like having opposable thumbs.
Yeah. And it, like, okay, right. I know what guy centaurs look like. They're ripped, right?
Yeah.
Long hair and nips flowing in the breeze and all that.
Just nips everywhere.
Yeah. Like, they've. Wait, I was going to say, do horses have nipples? I don't think I've ever seen a horse's nipples.
No, they must have teats because they're mammals and they give milk.
But wait, if you're a guy centaur, are you a guy horse on the bottom as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
Definitely.
Lady centaurs, would you have a bra or some kind of. Lady horse top? I don't know.
I think you'd have a bra. I'm trying to think of kind of like Disney versions of centaurs. Or like in Harry Potter, aren't there centaurs? And they have...
They're all dudes.
Yeah, they are all dudes.
The way I'm imagining it is Leela in Futurama is a centaur at
Yes. And she has her top still on.
She does.
You would still need a bra. So you would still have kind of boobies flopping about the place.
Where do you shop for... I guess you shop at normal bra shops.
Normal bra shops. But then it's finding the... horse stuff that would be difficult.
You're gonna wear clothes on your horse, huh?
Well, yeah. Okay. I wear like little shorts.
Oh my
put
God.
Them on.
Okay.
Little cuffs. Put them on.
That could work. But the thing is, you've also got two arms, and then four legs.
Think how fast you could run and do stuff at the same time.
What if something was on the floor? How would you pick it up?
Well,
if you're
you say
a horse.
Horses bend their hooves forward. You know, they kind of go.
What if
like...
you fell over because you're top heavy?
That's very true. Well, you'd have absolutely ripped arms. I'm like pushing yourself up constantly, and I'm always falling over. I fell over on the way to the podcast, and I looked like I looked like a kind of like cartoon character because I was walking along with these cupcakes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I hope nothing happens to these cupcakes, and then I fell over.
See, that's also the bit in films where you meet Prince Charming.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, my darling, let me help you
up.
And you're like, oh.
Exactly. I looked up, I reached for the cupcakes, and no other hand was reaching for it as well. And I was like, oh.
And also, you were half horse.
Yeah.
So.
And then I was like, oh.
No one will ever love you.
No one will ever love a freak like me.
Although, how do you, you know, get dirty with it?
Well, that's I guess in like the usual horsey way. So you'd never look them in the eye, which is quite sad.
Yeah, you have to do it horsey style.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, that reminds me today. Like, if ever I need to laugh, I tweeted about it before, but, like, you just look up Cosmo sex tips because they are just the worst things ever. My favourite one, it was their top 20 ever sex tips. And my favourite one was literally, okay, give your man, it's always your man.
Yeah, your man.
Give your man a massage without using your hands, using your face.
Oh, my God.
How do you get a massage? Just like slapping your face against your man's back, just like hitting him with your face.
Do you like rub massage oil into your cheeks and then just smear it?
But then when they said like tie your hands behind your back, so you're like flopping about with your face just like pressed into this guy's back.
I'm not sure it's possible to tie your hands behind your back.
I know
own hands.
Well, I guess you'd have to get the other person involved at that point. But yeah, it was like, use your face and breasts to massage him. And I was like, this sounds like the least sexy thing ever. That sounds awful. Okay, we're off track. Why wouldn't we want to be a unicorn?
Because you have to be a horse.
Yeah,
you can't pick stuff up. And your horn's in the way all the time.
Yeah, and also, surely you're a reject of the horse world. Because you're, like, really different.
Have you ever seen the film The Last Unicorn?
No, I have not.
It's a film I watched when I was, like, at primary school, when... You know when you have days where you get up at, like, 5 a.m. and you have no idea why, but you can't get back to sleep?
I never had those days.
I had it twice. Okay. And I watched the entirety of The Last Unicorn. It's about, right, this unicorn that's the last one.
Oh my God! I did not see that coming.
I mean, spoilers.
Okay.
And then, I forget what happens, but I think in the end it walks into the sea.
What?
Or something.
What, like, commits suicide?
I can't remember.
Is that like glowing? A little white horse? Do you ever read that book?
No. Is
a
it
little
similar?
White horse? There's something about the sea in it.
Okay.
Something along those lines.
Cool.
But yes, a seamless segue now into the fact that from horses and centaurs, which could be quite horrifying in some way because they don't exist, or do they?
This is a terrible segue.
Well, how would you segue?
You are bad at segues.
How would you segue from centaurs to horror?
It's horrible to be a unicorn.
What? But
and also horror is a thing we've been doing. There we go. Exactly. Segue.
That was my segue. It was better than that. But anyway.
Horror.
Yes, horror. We were both very bad with horror.
Oh, so bad.
Really yes. bad. You recently today have been playing Slender, I believe.
I have to because my job makes me do things.
Oh,
and
no.
They're like, oh,
don't
you know
hate
what's,
it when
what's
that
just
happens?
Come out? It's Slender. And I was like, yeah, I know. I haven't played it for reasons. And they were like, but what if you did? And then I just kind of went along with it. Yeah.
Did you just like start crying, rocking in a corner? And they were like, oh, she's fine. It's just
not
one of her episodes.
I had a heart rate monitor attached to me.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's the most scary thing.
They went out, bought a heart rate monitor.
Oh God.
And then I had to wear it. But like, I don't know if you know, they go around your chest.
Yeah, they're quite tight.
But you, like, I have boobs.
Yeah, so you have to kind of...
Yeah, so two problems.
Yeah.
One, boobs are in the way of your heart.
Yeah.
Two, I wasn't sweaty enough. That's a really weird thing.
Like, sweaty?
It senses the electricity going from one area of your body to the other.
Okay, wow, this is an educational podcast now.
So if you don't have, like, water to conduct it, i.e. sweat,
oh,
it doesn't work.
Oh, is that why when you see in films when they're getting the electric chair, they always dampen them with water?
A lot of the time they just use, like, conductive gel, which I've had on me, and it's gross.
Yeah,
it's
that
like
is horrible.
It's like a jellyfish sneezed on you.
Isn't that the thing they use again with, like, ultra scans?
Yeah, I've had that too. And it's really cold.
Yeah.
But yeah, didn't have any of that because it's, like, a low-budget Slender stream or whatever. So I had to just get a cup of water, and every now and again, just reach under my top and moisten the pads.
Oh, that's horrible.
It looked horrible.
That's probably going to be more horrifying for the viewer than the game. Just watching me moisten myself.
Yeah, but
Kate
Kate
moistens herself playing Slender. Now that is
to be
the
fair,
caption.
People would probably be creepy about it. People are very creepy in the comments about literally everything I do. So
yeah, that's
it's
the thing.
Fine.
As a woman, you could literally do anything and someone will find it kind of erotic.
Yeah. I did an interview with a guy in Poland about The Witcher, and someone in the comments was like, can't believe you didn't hit on her. And I was like, what? No, that's
like,
not what people
what?
Do.
And it's like, why? Why would that
interview?
Happen? It's like, literally, you could sneeze at the camera and they'll be like, oh my God, that's really hot.
That's my fetish.
To be fair, there's probably someone out there. That's
sneezing
stuff.
Anyway, what's your horror thing?
Oh, my horror thing. Well, I went to go see the film It Follows a couple of weeks ago, I think.
It Follows. That's just like a Twitter thing.
Yeah, it's just a bot that follows you. It's like,
that is horrible.
It's like, you know, the Freud bots. For some reason, Freud is really prolific on Twitter.
I see you saying this.
Yes!
You're like, what's he doing?
I have such an issue with Freud bots because if for some reason, like, I think I mentioned Freud once because I get really weird dreams.
Yeah.
So I mentioned Freud once or something like that, like, analyze this, you know. And then from now on, Freud has just followed me in various forms on Twitter. I've blocked so many.
That's what the film is about. It's about a young girl called Holly who gets followed by a long dead psychiatrist. He's like, woo!
For someone
your mother!
Yeah, for someone who's been dead for a while, he is very active on social media.
What a creep.
We know, right? But anyway, it's actually about... Well, that's like, I'm not much of a horror thing, but my boyfriend's a big horror fan, so he's like trying to get me into horror. And so he went to go see this film because I saw it had really good reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I went to go see It Follows. And it's like, it's really good. Like, it's really, really good. Like, I'm not much... It's not so much like a typical horror. It's more of a, like, suspense thriller, kind of really psychological. So it's basically like about this thing, this kind of monster, I guess, is the only really word you can use for it. There's probably a better word out there, but I can't think of it. So basically, it's passed on by having sex. So this girl has sex with this boy, and as classic, you know, and horror goes, and suddenly it looks like a normal person, well, not necessarily a normal person, but it looks like a person just walking towards you. Like, it never runs. It never, like, changes its pace. It always just walks towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And if it touches you, it, like, kills you somehow in this horrible way. And so, but that means, like, if you're in a crowd, you don't know who it could be, you know, and it's always coming for you.
Yeah.
And stuff. And it's really clever, because I quite like the way, well, first of all, the actors in it, were actually around the age they were meant to be. You know, in, like, horror films, yeah. you get, like, a 40-year-old actor being like, hey, dudes,
or
it's
in,
me.
Or in, like, Glee, where they're all, like, in their 30s.
Exactly.
And they're like, we're at high school!
Exactly.
Like,
oh. But this time, they're actually, like, the right age, which is a really nice thing. I saw that, and I was like, okay, yeah, I like this. This is good. But also, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'd be so fucking disturbed acting this.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So that was nice. And also, a lot of it is, like, how the girl is, like, dealing with it, and she gets, like, her friends involved and her sister involved,
yeah.
and how they react is very human. Like, you know, in these kind of horror films, and you kind of think, like, okay, this is ridiculous. Like, you know, you wouldn't just, like, you know, go into the dark room and walk towards yeah. the thing. Like, yeah. you'd become incredibly paranoid and hole yourself up and, like, stare out the window. And just, like, she does all the things, like, you're like, okay, yeah, that's pretty much what I would do. That's what I would do
yeah.
and stuff. So that was really good. But it's just really clever. It's really nicely filmed. It's got a really great soundtrack. It's got, like, this amazing, like, synthy 80s, like, soundtrack. I can't remember who did the soundtrack. Someone listening will probably know.
Yeah.
But, yes, you should go see it.
I will not.
Yeah.
But you should.
You should all yeah. see it, if it's still even out. But it's very good. But also, I remember reading it. So I remember watching it, and I was like, okay, this has got to be a metaphor for, like, an STD.
I was going to say, it
like
sounds
that.
Like it.
Exactly. That's what it sounds like, because it's this thing that's transferred through sex, and it's always coming after you, and it never stops.
Just like the clap.
Exactly. Just like chlamydia. that's all I was just looking at it like, oh, chlamydia.
Yeah.
You troll. But apparently it came to the director or writer just through a dream, like he was having an anxiety dream. And do you know how in anxiety dreams it's often like something's coming for you and it just won't stop?
Yeah.
And then I was like, watch, and then afterwards I read that, I was like, oh my God, yes, it is. It's just like an anxiety dream.
Mm. So that's even worse. I want to see it now.
I know, but it's really, really good. Like, you really should see it. It's really, really good.
I was watching Iron Man today.
Okay.
I wanted to chill myself out before Slender, so I went on Netflix and I was like, Iron Man. And then I remembered Iron Man 3 is entirely about anxiety, and I was
yeah.
like, I can't do this either.
It's like, oh God, why did you go for Iron Man to chill you
out?
It was
like, I think it's just been added, so it was like, oh, watch this. And I was like, okay then.
See, if that was me, I would go for the Avengers and just pause it on when you see Captain America's butt when he's like punching a punching bag or something, and you see his butt, and it's a really good butt.
I do like Robert Downey Jr. though.
He is, that's the thing. If I had to marry one of them, it would be Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, wait. There's definitely an Avengers shag, marry, kill here. I can't think of another one. Okay, so Thor,
yeah.
Captain America, Robert Downey Jr. You have to kill one of them.
Thor.
You're killing Thor?
Yeah, sorry,
He's
Thor.
He's the Thunder
you're
God.
Out.
So? The rest of them
Who
are
cares?
Responsible for an entire, I don't know, people or whatever.
He's like, I don't know, isn't he like a Norse? I'll say this now, I know nothing about comic books or anything like that, so I'm afraid I would probably get everything wrong and people would be shouting at me.
But Thor is an actual god as
yeah.
well, and you do history, so
but
you can't get this wrong.
Yeah, but that's a Norse god, that's not factual. Isn't he also like an alien or something like
are we,
that?
Are we saying Captain America is completely factual?
Yes. I've
a,
studied
a guy
him
that
at
gets
great
frozen.
Length. Uh-huh.
And
yes, and he has a magic shield that is
yeah.
really strong for some reason.
And everything goes bouncing off
yes.
it and stuff.
I'm doing my dissertation on him, actually, so there we go.
Really?
No. But
okay.
But yes, I would kill Thor because
okay.
I don't really like long
That's
hair
upsetting.
On men.
You can get him to cut it.
Well, as saying that, I really fancy Viggo Mortensen as Aragorn.
He is not as attractive in anything else, which really upsets me.
Yeah, but he's the only... Viggo Mortensen is the only good-looking Danish man in existence. I'm really sorry if you're Danish and a man and listening to this.
There's not
but
a lot of sexy Danish actors.
There's really not. That's the thing, because
yeah.
my family are from Denmark.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of really pretty women in Denmark. You know, the really typical long, blonde hair, leggy,
yeah.
Scandinavian ABBA lady.
Play tennis in their pants.
Yes, all that.
I don't know where that
they're,
came
they're
to my
constantly
mind.
Constantly
yeah,
doing that.
Danish women.
But we're playing tennis.
Underwear tennis.
Oh, God.
Yep.
But yeah, and the men are just like, I
yeah.
don't know. Maybe I've just been really unlucky. Maybe I just walk around and they're like, oh, God, Holly's here. Get out all the ugly men.
Hide the men.
Hide the men.
I don't know, you look at like, I think it's the Swedish royal family.
Yeah.
And it's like all these beautiful women
yeah.
and you're like, whoa. And then the dudes are like just kind of normal, balding
yeah.
dad people.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
Yeah. So Viggo Mortensen is
yeah.
the only. And I think it's just, it's that thing where it's like, I fancy the character. more than I fancy the actor.
That was a really creepy noise I just made.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Aragorn. Also, Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man is a bit like that. I fancy the character.
He's such a knob.
Exactly, but he's like, he's just, I don't know.
I know. He's a sexy knob.
Okay, yeah, so I'd kill Thor.
Yeah.
I would shag Captain America. But I think he'd be quite a solemn shag. Is that a
solemn shag? Goodness me.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he never loosens up and has some fun. Not really.
Yeah.
Not like, but that's why I'd marry Iron Man, because he looks like he'd be a really good time.
Yeah, but I did just watch the bit where he treats Pepper like crap.
Yeah, but you've got to just, you know, he's having a hard time. Okay,
he's troubled.
But yeah. Then he's, I don't know. I don't
rich?
Know.
He's rich.
Oh, God, we're coming across absolutely terribly on this.
They're not real people.
That's very true.
I was going to give you another one about definitely not real people, but I can't think of the... Okay, so Hercules.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking Disney or...
We're talking Disney. Not like the old Hercules one where it was that guy, whose name I can't remember.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Wasn't that one. Hercules in New York? One of the worst films ever.
No, it was the TV series Hercules. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
I've seen that more than I should have. Hercules, okay. the Disney,
okay,
completely animated one.
Yes.
General Shang.
Okay.
Is that his name from Mulan?
Yeah.
Who's forget his name? Okay. Or who's a good third one?
Oh,
who's sexy?
I don't know because they're probably the top two sexy Disney characters.
There's got to be another one. Oh! What's his name from Tangled?
Oh yes,
he's sexy.
Flynn Rider? I think that's it.
Flynn Rider.
If not, we've just made up a really cool name.
The sexy guy from Tangled.
Yes. Okay. Oh, that's a really difficult one.
I know, because none of them are real.
Oh,
but they're all sexy.
I would probably... Li Shang is like my go-to. Mm. Like, he is hot stuff. Would I marry him, though?
He's going to make a man out of you.
Oh, yeah, he would. Okay, yeah, I'd marry
Hercules
him.
Hercules will go the distance.
Ah,
and Flynn Rider will
see the light.
See your light.
He will see your light all night long.
Gross.
But yeah, I'd probably marry Li Shang, shag Flynn, and kill Hercules.
Sorry, Hercules,
because he's a bit annoying.
He's quite childish as well.
Yeah, he's very childish.
And he does that thing in the film where every time he says something important, he says it like someone's writing it down.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm Hercules. And you're like, great, mate.
Yeah.
I'm Holly.
I do that every now and again.
You do.
It's also, is it Hercules? Again, I may be getting this wrong. I should really check my facts before I just start saying them. But I'm going to say this one. Wasn't Hercules done by the same artist that did Off the Wall for Pink Floyd? Like, if you think about it, they're actually kind of similar. Google it. Because I think that's true. And if it's true, it's quite a good fact. But
Hercules.
But it also may not be true, and I may just be making this all up. Pink horse.
Lord, yeah, it's suggesting pink Pegasus.
Gerald Scarfe. Is that him?
Gerald Scarfe, that's a good name.
That is a good name.
Okay, what's he done? He's illustrated many things. He's married to Jane Asher.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Good old Jane.
Does it have like a list of he worked on Hercules and he worked with Pink Floyd. What else did he do?
Off the Wall. Okay.
Stuff on here.
Wall. Did I say Off the Wall?
Yes.
Why did I say Off the Wall?
Let's
the
just
wall.
Pretend it never
happened. Let's just really badly edit out off and just go for the wall.
He made a sculpture for the Millennium Dome entitled Self Portrait.
Oh God.
What a nerd.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to podcast.
Yes.
Woo. What are we doing now? We've talked about...
What would be yours, then? Would you go for the... Or would you marry Flynn?
I'd marry Flynn.
Yeah, see, that's... just.
I'm not hugely into Shang. He's okay.
He has a buff body.
They all have buff bodies.
No, but
they're
Shang
Disney
is like...
Heroes.
Shang is like, you know, like he's noble and heroic. Actually, to be honest, I'd probably marry Flynn because he'd have a fun time.
Yeah, he's
I feel
he's
Shang would
roguish.
Be a bit serious. Yeah, he's roguish.
He'd steal things from you and it'd be so cute.
I'd be like, oh, you.
Oh, Flynn.
Constantly thieving.
I like his hair.
He does have good hair.
He has good hair.
He has very good hair.
Anyway, what's our plan now?
We could go for more questions, or we should... Oh, should I get the cupcakes?
No one can see the cupcakes.
Yeah, but we could eat them and tell people that they're nice.
Okay. If people are enjoying that, let's get cupcakes.
Okay, yes. I bought, because it was our inaugural podcast, so I went to the Hummingbird Bakery and got four cupcakes. Yes, I bought four podcasts.
We're going to eat them right now.
Yes.
This is like some kind of weird, really weird... You know when they have those webcam things where the ladies eat food?
Oh, God.
I hope it's not like that.
Okay, which ones should we eat? These are two of the prettier ones, so let's eat the less prettier ones first.
I like your logic. Would you like yellow or green?
I don't mind. You go for whatever you want.
There you go.
I think these are just like plain vanilla and frosting and stuff because I'm cheap, but...
Last time I went to Hummingbird Bakery, I had an American brunch cupcake. It had bacon and maple syrup in it.
What? That sounds incredible.
Yeah, it took me like half an hour to eat it. It was intense.
Oh God, I bet.
There's so much sugar on these.
Yeah, there is.
This is going to be really fun to listen to.
Basically, I think every week we should, one of us should try and like make something.
You didn't make these.
Yeah, but I didn't have time.
That's terrible.
Okay, right. I've set a bad precedent for that.
Okay, technically, I already made something. I made us tuna pasta bake.
It was It was very nice.
It was great. I put crisps on it.
It was great.
Crisps.
You did put... The crisps are a really nice addition.
I do enjoy crisps.
Okay, I'm going to take the first bite. Uh-huh. Oh, it's good.
How is it?
It's really good. That's a good cupcake.
So it's a sort of... It's a cupcake-y-like thing with a big swirl of icing.
A cupcake type thing. It is a cupcake.
Well, I'm trying to describe it. Okay. What if people don't know what a cupcake is?
Well, you can describe it.
In the shape of a cup. Whoa.
Mm. Oh, God, I've got icing everywhere. I'm so sorry. I'm going to get icing all over your room.
Oh, it's really vanilla-y.
It is really good. Okay, so what do you think of the Hummingbird Bakery's vanilla cupcakes?
It's good. It's not like...
Oh, no!
Molly's got icing all over herself.
Oh, God.
Like an idiot.
I'm not having a good time.
So you know how, like, vanilla-y things are sometimes overpoweringly sweet?
Mm.
It's not.
No, it's good.
It's not, like, savoury, but it's good.
It's not... It hasn't got bacon in it, so it's not savoury.
Well, yet. I do have some bacon.
Oh, that would be good.
I'm so sticky. Because right
sweet
now.
And salty are the two best things ever to go together.
Chocolate and crisps.
Chocolate and crisps is good. Chocolate and cheese.
Ooh.
I used to, when I was little, I used to get minstrels and a cheese string and eat them together.
You're weird.
Yeah, probably.
Is that nice? That doesn't sound pleasant.
I used to like it, but then, like, I don't really trust former Holly's judgment on many things, so...
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. She was a terrible person.
She was horrible. Thank God.
All those people she killed.
Oh, I know. But, you know, people change.
I'm trying to think of other good sweet and salty. Obviously, salted caramel is super nice. Caramelized onion, although that's mostly just sweet, isn't
it? God, caramelized onion is so good.
I put sugar in most things I cook because I'm terrible.
Like, a little bit of demerara sugar in most things is just the best thing ever. So good.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, no, hot chocolate is all sweet. Hot chocolate and...
Well, it's like you can get chocolate and chili... That's not really salty.
That's unexpected.
Yeah. But yeah, so... Because I don't like sweet and sour. I've never been able to handle sweet and sour. So sour can fuck off as far as I'm concerned and be replaced with salt and I am fine.
Those are some very strong feelings.
I have very strong feelings. That's what I do. I pick up menus and just shout at them.
Is there any combination of food that you just would never touch?
Would never touch. I don't know, because I would try most things at least once.
Yeah.
Like, out of curiosity, if anything. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten, actually? The strangest... I know what mine is. I've got a go-to answer for this.
Like, as weird as it gets, is probably, like, crocodile jerky, and it's just, like, beef jerky, but you look into, like, the bayou as you're doing it, and you're like, I'm eating you, fuckers!
In the bayou.
Yeah, it's just put on, like, chilling in the bayou.
Do you put, like, a straw hat on and start fishing?
Not quite.
Do you feel any other stereotypes when you're doing it?
I was on an airboat. You know, the one with the big fan
on
the back?
Is that not really loud?
Yeah, but, like, you don't need to talk when you're on a fan boat.
That's true.
You're just like, whee! Anyway, what's your weird thing?
Jellyfish coleslaw.
What?
Jellyfish is really weird. I had it when I was in Mauritius a few years ago.
Oh.
And it was... The food there, because the food in Mauritius is really... It's really nice, but it's quite strange, because it's been occupied by so many different people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's near Africa. So it's kind of a mix of kind of African and then French, because the French were there.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit of, like, Indian food. And then... So it's a really strange mixture, but it's also really good. But a lot of it, obviously, is seafood. Mm-hmm. And they had, at the hotel, they had this, like, jellyfish. It was pretty much like coleslaw with bits of jellyfish in. And jellyfish, pretty much, I don't understand the point in it, because as soon, they're 99% water. Yeah. So when it touches your mouth, it just, it's water. It's like, what? Why am I eating this?
It's like, I don't understand oysters, because you're meant to just swallow them whole.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah.
I've never been, yeah, it's meant to, because it tastes like, ooh, it's like a burst of seawater. It's like, yeah, but I don't swallow seawater.
I was reading something today that you'll probably find interesting because you're a dork like me. Mm-hmm. Apparently lobster used to be like a poor people thing. Oh. That sounds so posh when I say it like that.
it used to be a poor people thing.
Apparently, I think it was in Maine in like 19th century. I might be getting this wrong. Well, but like, yeah, it was the thing you could catch, and like, if it was any shorter than 2 feet long, you just chuck it back.
Yeah.
I'm getting this from Reddit
I guess it makes sense. I guess it's whatever is easiest to catch, yeah, and is also in abundance.
Yeah.
If it's in abundance, then it's cheaper.
Like, tuna used to be cheap, and now it's like,
yeah, now it's
£1 million.
Again, like cod.
Yeah.
Like, so we're pretty much just destroying our planet. But yes, no, that makes sense.
That was a fun topic.
Yay! But no, that makes sense. I love lobster, though.
I don't think I've ever had it.
What? Oh, we have to have lobster. Have I? So good.
I don't know if I'm allergic to it.
Oh.
Someone told me I'm not, because... Wait. Prawns are seafood, mm-hmm, and lobster is more related to spiders?
What?
Or something?
Because, like, they're crustaceans.
Yeah, which is closer to spiders than it is to seafood.
Well, I guess they're always kind of like spiders of the sea. Well, that's crabs, really.
I don't want to eat them if they're
although
spiders.
Although there are
sea spiders,
so technically they're spiders of the sea.
Spiders?
Yeah. Sea spiders. I have a lot of sea knowledge from watching Blue Planet obsessively as a kid.
I used to want to be a marine biologist.
So did
just because the Sea Life Centre is cool.
Exactly, because I used to, because I was like, oh my god, I get to look at otters and dolphins.
Mostly it's just like,
yeah, exactly,
seal vomit.
There was so many people at my school that were like, I'm going to be a marine biologist, and it's like,
yeah,
crustacean studies.
Yep.
And, like, dissecting shrimp.
It's pretty much, like, when all the girls in my school were like, I want to be a vet, I was like, I don't. I want to be the cool version of a vet.
I want to be the hipster version of a vet.
I want to ride dolphins off into the sunset. The sea sunset.
The sea
which
sunset.
Which is different because it's in the sea.
And it's pretty. Unlike those horrible normal sunsets.
What did you want to be after that?
After a marine biology, oh god, I wanted to be so many things as a kid.
Yeah,
I was incredibly girly as a kid. I was like really, really girly, like,
yeah,
super, like anything pink and sparkly. And so there was probably a point where I wanted to be a fairy princess. Like,
aww.
I mean, and I grew out of it. I was 17, but I was like, you know what, Ollie? There's no GCSEs in this. You're not getting anywhere.
We all want to be fairy princesses, though.
Exactly.
You would, if you could.
Exactly. It's a friggin' awesome job. You do fuck all. You have wings. You fly around all day.
And you get to rule over a kingdom when your mum dies. What more could you want?
Exactly. It's, you know, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like Hamlet, but with wings.
Do you think you'd have to do a personal statement to be a fairy princess? Like
CD.
Doing UCAS.
What would you put in? Like, I've flied on this many planes, therefore I deserve wings.
Yeah. I'm not sure it works like that.
That's
I've been
how I imagine
in
it.
The air several times.
I can jump really high, and that's almost like flying.
I look great in a dress made out of petals.
I've done it many a time.
But, yeah, other than fairy princess.
Other than fairy princess. I wanted to be a vet for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be a fashion designer.
I really thought you were going to say fascist. Like all
well,
kids
we
dream
just say
of.
Young Holly was a horrible person. She killed
Mommy,
many people.
I want to be a fascist.
I
like,
just,
well,
I,
go for it.
I just had like posters of dictators on my wall.
Who didn't?
Just kiss them before I go to sleep.
You're learning so much about how girls grow up.
Exactly. You're learning here.
All girls have, like, young Stalin posted on their
young
wall.
Stalin was...
He's a hottie.
He is really hot.
It's kind of unfair, because, you know, he's Stalin.
See, someone said to me that apparently that's a fake...
If it's a fake, I'm okay with
a
that.
A fake reproduced by... because, well, he did a lot of fake photos.
Oh, no.
Because he did a lot of... He basically, Stalin took out pictures of, like, Trotsky and stuff like that later on. Like, really
Stalin,
bad Photoshop.
No.
And stuff, so I wouldn't be surprised if it was Photoshop, but I really, like... Actually, do I or don't I want it to be? This is a very... We're getting into a very strange area now. But anyway, that picture, if you Google young Stalin...
Yeah.
He is...
If you Google
hot
Stalin, it
yeah,
comes up with that photo.
It will come
photo.
Up. Like, his hair is amazing.
It's like that guy who just left One Direction. It's like a big
yes,
wave.
It's a big, like
a
poofy wave.
A wave of hair.
Yes, just like a big, like, foof. a zhuzh of hair.
A big zhuzh of hair.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Which is probably what he asked for when he went into the communist hairdressers.
And they said, yeah. No, you get whatever. Yeah. Whatever is best for
and
the country.
Like, I'm Stalin, and they're like, good point, zhuzh, and then they zhuzhed.
Yeah, and then they did zhuzhed. Ultimate zhuzh.
Can you tell we both did history stuff? Because we know so much.
5-year plan of zhuzh.
Yeah, that's what it was called. Oh my god.
Okay, anyway. What do you want to be other than a marine biologist?
Pretty much just a writer.
Yeah.
Like, since I can remember.
I wanted to be a writer as well. I wanted to be a writer or work in, like, TV, because I watched a lot of... I wanted to be, like... a comedy writer, because I
thought you were
going
to say communist.
Okay, why do you think that I had really, like, strong political leanings? And why, as a child, do I just give off that air?
Yeah.
Just look at me and think, I bet she,
I've
like...
seen pictures of you in your little, like, your fluffy Russian cap with the little stuff on the front.
My brother,
like,
does
communist.
Have one of them.
A communist
from visiting
hat.
Poland? I think.
I visited Poland. I didn't get a hat.
Oh, well, you missed
I
out.
Did see someone wearing a hat. Not that hat.
I was about to say, that's a bold fashion choice.
Yeah. Anyway, you're a communist, carry on.
Yes. No, I wanted to be, like, a comedy writer, because I grew up watching, like, The Young Ones, and then Blackadder, and all that, as most British people did our age. So, yeah, I always wanted the fast show. I thought that just looked like the best, most, just best job ever.
How did you know that being a comedy writer was the best job when you can't actually see what it's like on
the
screen?
Well, because I guess often with the fast show and stuff, the writers were the ones in it, the sketch shows. But I don't know, it just looked really fun, because then I didn't have the pressure of performing. I did want to be an actress, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't. I was terrible at it.
No, I would, because I used to do a lot of dance and singing, and I used to be like a stage child.
See, I was in drama club for a while.
Did you, like, manage the lights?
No, I was in the shows, but, like, we did a production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in, like, year 8, let's say, year 9. And I was Mrs. Salt. As in, you know Veruca Salt?
Her mum, right?
She goes to the factory with her dad.
Oh!
So I was the mum, so I had this one scene where I was like, you can't go to the factory, darling! She might die, or something.
Did you really hammer up?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, your one line?
Yeah, I raided, like, the wardrobe, and I was just like, I'm going to wear this! And they were like, please don't wear that. You're playing a mum. You're not playing, like, it was this floaty dressing gown
nice.
Thing. And I was like, I look just like mums do. And they were like, no.
Did
you
look like Blanche DuBois post-meltdown?
Yeah, like, she'd had a baby with a jellyfish.
Nice.
And that was me, Mrs. Salt, the floaty jellyfish, screamy, weird lady, hamming up my part on stage. And then I feel like, when the production actually happened, I forgot to turn up. So
what? You forgot to turn up?
I wasn't really that bothered.
Oh.
Lol.
You sound like the worst drama student or person.
Yeah, it's because, like, there were always the kids that were really good at drama, and you were like, oh, I can't be bothered to do that. Like, that's embarrassing. So I just didn't.
That's fair enough.
The end.
What time are we on now?
Should we're like halfway through.
Shall we go to questions?
I don't... We had challenges. We should
challenges.
Challenges. Okay. Who wants to go first? Do you want to go first?
Basically, because Kate kind of sprung on the idea of challenges as soon as I arrived.
Yeah.
So she was like, okay, I'm going to get you to do a challenge. And then because I'm petty, I was like, yeah, well, I'm going to make you do a challenge. And I pretty much didn't have anything planned. And I'm pretty much made this up on the spot. But you've been watching a lot of Once Upon a Time.
I have.
Okay. If you were a fairy tale character...
Yes.
Which one would you be, and what would be, like, your plot in Once Upon a Time? So kind of like a modern twist.
So a pre-existing fairy tale character.
Yeah.
Which one would I be?
Yes.
The weird thing about Once Upon a Time is the main characters are big people, like Snow White, the evil queen that's involved in Snow White's story. But then other ones, like Cinderella and Rapunzel, they do in one episode and they're like, done with that. So I don't know why. I don't know why they... Anyway.
Yeah.
So I'd probably be one of those that they kind of... forget about.
Oh, that's very okay, you have complete control over this, and you've already said, well, I'm gonna be forgotten in one episode. I don't know what this says about you.
Who's my favorite fairy tale character? I really like Mulan in the episode. Obviously I can't be Mulan, because that
is it fairy
work.
Tale, or is it Disney?
It's Disney.
Okay, because they're very
the new
different
series
things.
Is just the plot of Frozen. It's the entire plot of Frozen.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing.
Okay,
but it's Frozen. I really like Anna in
yeah.
the thing. I really liked Bianna. Like, you can tell the actress that plays her is kind of overdoing the whole, I'm Anna, I'm ditzy, I say things and then realise I've said them out loud.
Yeah.
So I think I'd be a better version of her. Okay. That's saying a lot about what I think about myself, clearly. But just, like, ditzy, not on purpose.
Yeah.
And, like, she likes chocolate.
More realistic.
I enjoy chocolate. And, like, she gets to wear awesome dresses. Mm. All the dresses on that show are amazing. She's plucky. My plot would be, because most of the plots take place after the fairy tales already happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we've reunited, me and my sister Elsa.
Yeah.
You can be Elsa.
Okay. Okay.
And I'd be like, Elsa, oh, this is my boyfriend. What's his name? Kristoff.
Uh-huh.
Kristoff, by the way, is played by Jonathan Groff in the film.
I recognise the name, but I can't think of what he looks like.
He's got kind of curly hair. He is gay in real life, but in my fairy tale,
doesn't matter.
He doesn't have to be.
Exactly, it's a show. He can be whatever he wants to be.
He would play my husband, Kristoff.
Of course.
And me and Elsa, we would go on adventures, mm-hmm. and she would be a cool queen.
Okay.
You would be a cool queen.
Thanks.
And I'd just be like, I don't know, what would you do in a kingdom?
Because my hair is kind of like Elsa if she went through a really bad punk phase.
Yeah,
just
like
cut it off.
Of Tangled.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to cut off all my hair.
Well, maybe you found that the crown was kind of not sitting on your hair right, and you're just like, I'll just cut it.
Maybe I thought, I looked at my hair, I was like, you know what, I'm sick of all this amazing, luscious hair. I really just want to cut it all off so I have, like, short, fluffy duckling hair. That's what I really want.
Oh my god, there would be ducks. There would be palace ducks.
Yes.
That's what I would do as sister of the queen. I would just use my powers mm-hmm. for, not evil, but my own gain.
For selfish reasons.
I would have little ducks. I'd dress them up in little uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd take them around with me. And it would be great.
I would do that. I always love the bit in Mary Poppins where they go into the magical, like, park, like, cartoony world.
Yeah.
And they have the penguins that
penguins.
Are waiters in, like, little jacket. I love that bit. Because
mm-hmm.
penguins are my favourite animals.
Is that who you would be? You'd be Mary Poppins. I don't think Mary Poppins is in it.
Oh, but see, but Mary Poppins is too selfless. Like, she does everything for everyone else. And to her, I'm not a huge... Well,
and
I've never...
Doesn't she, like, end up with Dick Van Dyke as well? Would you
no,
want that to
she
happen?
Doesn't. She just disappears.
Oh, she does fly off, but they get, you know...
Yeah, they're kind of... It's kind of hinted that maybe they used to have a thing.
Wink.
Yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But no, Mary Poppins, like, first of all, I know fuck all about children. I've never
that
had to look after
help.
A child.
Yeah.
I don't know how to act around children. Mm-hmm. Like I never know, like... Because I've never been around a child.
Mm.
I never know how to, like, judge, like... Like, how to speak to them? Like, I'll go to, like, a toddler and, like, be like, how do you do? Like, take a
good afternoon, sir.
Exactly. Like, I have no idea how to address children. So I don't think I'd be a very good Mary Poppins.
Maybe you could be Nanny McPhee and just be like, go to bed or I'll magic you there. Have you seen Nanny McPhee?
I haven't. But
oh my God.
I know what she looks like and I'm a little bit offended
it's
right
like
now.
It's like Emma Thompson all uglied up and, like, she's just really harsh until they decide that they're going to listen to her and then she gets nice. It's kind of... I
so what every teacher
likes?
Tries to do in primary school.
But they don't have magic, so it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, what was your challenge for me then?
Okay, my challenge for you
I'm
is,
really
Holly,
scared.
You've been watching The X-Files an awful lot.
Yes.
I want you to create a fan fiction.
Oh, no.
Right now.
Oh, God.
I will help you along with it if you want me to play Mulder. I can be a sexy Mulder. Hello, Holly, I'm Mulder.
Well, that's me convinced. Okay, so what, fan fiction between Mulder and Scully?
Yeah!
Or
aliens!
No. Oh no, what every bad fan fiction has is, what's it called, a Mary Sue or something? Where it's obviously, where they've just put themselves into the story.
I am so ditzy and ugly, but boys fancy me!
So, like, everyone, like, hates me because I'm so pretty and I'm misunderstood, but I'm actually really nice.
Also, I'm good at everything!
Exactly, but people still hate me for some reason. But yes, okay, so I'm going to create a Mary Sue type character.
Mary Sue.
Okay, but I'm going to be, to make it interesting, I'm going to be like an alien. So I'm going to be an alien Mary Sue.
Okay.
And I'm going to be called Mary Sue just to make it easier.
But in a different alien language, but it is pronounced Mary Sue.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, set the scene.
Okay, so we are, my favourite bit is when Mulder gets out the pool in his little red Speedos. So
we're at that point.
We're at the pool.
Am I Mulder?
You are Mulder. You're swimming up and down. You're doing...
I'll make some swimming noises.
Yes.
Swim. Swim.
Okay, that's...
Swim.
That's as good as we're going to get. Okay.
Swim.
And then I walk in. Mary Sue walks in, sorry. Freudian slip.
Nice.
And I go, Mulder, there's an X-File.
What is... A U? What is a U?
Oh, no, no. Okay, I should probably explain. Let's take some X-Files. Okay. Okay, a lot of the aliens in the X-Files can change their shape.
Oh, so you changed into...
I changed my shape into the form of a sexy lady.
I just trust a random sexy lady who's walked into my house.
You're Mulder. You're always horny.
Okay.
At least in my fan fiction, you are. And you're not okay. In your house. You're at the FBI pool.
Oh, okay.
Because they have a pool?
Does,
for some reason?
Do my tiny Speedos have my FBI badge on?
Yes, they have your FBI badge on. And you also have a gun holster, which you swim with.
I've got all the gunpowder wet, Holly.
Okay, this isn't the 18th century.
I got the bullets wet.
Oh, no.
Bullets don't fire when they're wet, probably. I don't know. Let's go. Okay, right, I'm back in the seat. I'm in the pool.
Okay, and then I walk in. I'll go, Mulder. And then you go, who are you?
Who are you?
And I go, that doesn't matter now, because that's what they do in the X-Files when there's a new person coming. Oh. That doesn't matter now.
That's a good point, sexy lady.
Yes, I go, there's an X-Files, Mulder.
Oh, shit.
Oh, bollocks.
Oh, goodness.
And then I go, follow me. And then I start running. And as with Scully, because Scully can run in high heels in any situation. Mm-hmm. Like, the last episode I watched is one called... The Jersey Devil, which is in the first series.
Oh, and wait. I read about the Jersey Devil the other day. I've already forgotten what it is, but carry on.
Yes, well, it's something like, because the Jersey Devil in, like, general folklore is, like, this weird kind of, like, two-legged goat flying monster thing.
But let me guess, in X-Files, it's a sexy lady.
No.
Damn it!
Well, yeah, just a moment. It's your definition of sexy. But in the X-Files, basically... Okay, is this spoilers? This might be a little bit of spoilers.
Ooh.
But just in case you're going to watch the Jersey Devil episode of the X-Files, it turns out to be, like, a kind of, like, cavewoman.
Oh.
Like a cavewoman.
Sexy cavewoman.
Yeah, she's all, like, naked and, like, jumps on Mulder, and there's, like, definite sexual tension there, because he goes, you should have seen her, Scully. She was beautiful.
Oh,
and it's like, she was going to rip your lungs out, Mulder.
In a very sexy way. That's what I'm into. Anyway, back to
what
the...
What was that? Oh, yeah.
Back to sexy time.
Back to sex time. Okay, so I start running...
Oh,
I stop so running
sexy
my heels,
when you run.
And you run after me. You're still in wearing your little Speedos.
Oh, I'm so wet right now.
And then,
in the sense that I was in a swimming pool.
Okay, I was about to say, is this in or out of the fan fiction right now? Okay, but
okay, right.
Okay, so I run to a hotel.
Oh, I'm going to run after you into the hotel.
Yeah, there's a lot of running in this fan fiction.
Okay,
I run up the stairs. You're getting a little bit tired now. You're starting kind of... Oh, no.
I'm getting, like, chafing.
Oh, no, the chafing.
I'm trying to roll
play. I've just realised you must have run out of the swimming pool across the street.
Yeah.
All in your Speedos, because he's a dedicated FBI.
Aliens.
Yeah.
Because X-Files.
Okay.
It's important. I'm taking my job seriously. Anyway, we're in the hotel.
Okay, we're in the hotel, and I go into a room, and he follows me.
Which room number is it?
It is room 69.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun. Oh, wait, I take a minute to look at the door number and I go, yeah.
And you go, oh,
yeah.
And then I walk in and I go, Mulder, I have something to tell you.
What is it, sex, alien, lady?
I go, my name is Mary Sue.
Goodness, what a beautiful name.
Oh, thank you. And then I don't know, I'm going to say something about aliens, so I'll be like, oh, look at this document, it's loads of ones and zeros, and I go, it's the code to alien genetics. He goes, how do I believe you? And I go, well, Mulder, you're going to have to do a little something for me now. And then,
oh, am I?
And then the music starts, like, bom, chicka, bow, 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 bow,
but X-Files-y.
Oh, yeah, so it's kind of like,
it's all synthy. Yeah.
Kind of thing like that. And then basically they just start, like, getting off. But then, twist. Okay, so he's getting off there, and then he pulls back, and it's Superintendent Skinner.
Dun, 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 dun! Oh my god.
And then it just ends there.
That was tense. That was the best fan fiction I've ever read with my ears.
I know, it is amazing. Goodness. I mean, could you believe that I came up with that
on the
fly?
I
can't believe that.
I can.
No. Well, you made me panic. You're like, when you said I've got a challenge for you, for some reason, I thought it was going to be an eating challenge.
Why would I do an eating challenge on a podcast?
That you were going to be like, here's a pie, eat it as quickly as you can. And I'll just be like, crying into this apple pie, like, why am I doing this?
The best part about it being a podcast is that no one can see that you've actually got a ring binder full of X-Files fanfiction.
True. I've bought my laminated copy of my X-Files fanfiction.
I don't want to know why it's laminated. That's disgusting.
It's every page is laminated.
In case you cry.
And I've done drawings on every page. Like, really crude drawings.
Oh, this is Mulder's penis.
Not that
It's got
crude.
A badge on. A tiny badge.
A little badge and yeah. a little gun, because he always must have a gun.
But does he have sunglasses?
No, but sometimes he does. And whenever he does, I like to go, shades, Mulder.
Shades, Mulder. Shades, is this just Mulder. You in your room, alone, watching X-Files going, shades, Mulder.
Shades, Mulder.
No shades, Mulder.
Well, I remember me and my brother, because we watched the X-Files together, yeah. and we came up with, like, a range of Mulder action figures.
Aww.
So it was, like, Speedos, Mulder, shades, Mulder, jacket slightly coming off, Mulder.
Is this to go along with your laminated fan fiction?
Maybe.
Okay. Oh, Holly.
Oh, X-Files. But you're meant to be watching the X-Files soon.
I watched one episode.
You watched one? Did you watch the first episode?
Yes.
What did you think?
I thought it was very exciting, and I've already forgotten what happened.
Oh, the first series is... Well, the first couple of series is so, like, early 90s.
Yeah, it's great.
Ridiculous. Like, Scully's hair is so... It's, like...
So big.
I know. It's just literally just been, like, coiffed with an inch of its life. It's just... And her, like, trouser suits mm-hmm. are incredible.
I'm looking forward to the episode where Mulder's like, I got an X-File, and she's like, oh, not again, and he's like, it's an alien, and she's like, no, it's not, it's science.
It's literally like, you've just got, like, the first few series, every episode, Scully will say something along the lines of, even if that were true, Mulder,
or, we should do a drinking game.
Even if that was the case, Mulder, or along those lines,
yeah.
and every time they... drop their gun. They drop their guns so much.
I would do that if I was an
constantly
FBI.
Constantly dropping their guns. It's mental. I think one time, I think it's later on, I don't know if I'm making this up, but he drops the gun and I think he gets like, he has another gun on his hand. He's like, I got sick of dropping my gun. So they
oh,
at least
adorable.
At least they were aware of it. Although that might be in my mind if that actually happens
was
or not.
Was that another sexy dream you had?
That's a fan fiction.
I
and then
see.
I've got another concealed weapon. And then I
well.
Go, well. And then...
I fired it too early. This doesn't normally happen.
Oh, I'm sorry. It happens. X-Files. It happens to everyone.
Oh, no. I've been firing blanks this whole time. There's so many options with that
is.
Fan fiction.
There is so
wow.
many double entendres there.
Yeah.
Should we move on to questions?
Question time!
Yeah, let's move on to questions.
Let's not read the ones we've already done.
Okay.
First question by Dan Pierce, a.k.a. Game Design Dan. He's a Dan that does game design. You can use that for your website, Dan. You're welcome. if you had to cut one of those things out of your life entirely, which would it be for reference? He asked what our podcast was.
Yes.
And I said... Games, food, film, books, TV, cake, biscuits, hair, animal, tea, biscuits, clothes, biscuits.
Yes.
We have to cut one of those things out of our life.
Cut one of those things out of our life. Mm. Oh, that's really difficult.
Mm.
Like
clothes.
Really?
I just cut clothes out, yeah.
Clothes. So you'd go around naked all the time?
Actually, that'd be really cold, wouldn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. There are practicalities to consider here. See, I think mine actually might be cake.
I can cut cake out of my life.
Because I
stuff biscuits.
Exactly. I eat a lot of biscuits. Mm. But cake is more of a luxury.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have cake every
wait,
day.
Wait, wait, wait. Can you still eat Jaffa cakes?
I don't like Jaffa cakes, so I don't
well,
know.
Well, I do.
I would say no, because it's a cake. The rule is, when it goes
name.
Stale, if it goes soft, it's a biscuit. If it goes hard, it's a cake.
Interesting.
Yes, that is the rule.
Interesting.
Remember that, people.
But you can still watch other people make cakes, right?
Yeah.
Like British Bake Off kind of
oh,
stuff.
Oh, God, yeah, no. I okay. I would need to watch
which
British
essentially
Bake
just
Off.
Becomes, like, cake porn for us.
Pretty much. My laminated... Yeah. My laminated Paul Hollywood fan fiction.
Imagine your X-Files stuff just being like, and then Mulder ate some cake.
And I get confused between the two, and I just start writing. And then Mulder went into the office, and Paul Hollywood said, it's got a soggy bottom.
And Mulder took all his clothes off, and he was the cake!
No!
Oh, God! So, yeah, we're going to cut out cake.
Yeah, we're going to get a cake. Okay.
It's cake.
Even though we're eating cake, like, right this minute. Where's my cake gone? Oh, there it is.
Have you lost a cake? Oh,
no,
dear.
No,
okay.
I've got it.
Robbie Patterson, a.k.a. Apache Knowledge, which I've always wondered
yeah,
where that
I've
comes from.
I've always wondered. I keep on meaning to ask him.
Because Apaches are, like, helicopters?
Well, they're also a
they're
Native
also,
American
yeah,
tribe.
But
yeah.
I want to assume he means he knows about helicopters.
Well, surely it's that the Native American tribe has knowledge.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. And Robbie somehow managed to gain all that knowledge. Mm,
like Uncle
yeah.
Albert in the X-Files. He's a Native American with lots of
I
knowledge.
See.
Yeah.
Just like Robbie.
He's one of my favourite characters.
He's asking, how good is my makeup? This is that app that we've been using.
Oh, I thought he meant like okay, yes, it's an app called Perfect 365.
Mm-hmm.
It is hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
It's free, so you have to download it. There's no excuses. Yeah. And you can do your makeup, you can give yourself different hair. My favourite bit is that you can like augment your face.
Yeah.
You can give you a deeper smile, which is terrifying.
So creepy. It's like the Joker.
Yes, ugh. It really is. It's like the Joker but with lipstick in the right parts. Well,
You can, like, slim your face. You can make your eyes bigger.
The eyes bigger is actually a really good one for me because I have teeny tiny little eyes.
You do have tiny eyes.
So, like, I have eyes like a little rooster.
And like every now rooster? And again, like,
well, roosters have tiny
That's
eyes.
That's your go-to for eye references?
Well, like a shrew, then.
Okay, you have tiny shrew eyes. Got it.
I prefer rooster, but there we go.
You have cock eyes.
Oh!
That's what a rooster is.
No, that makes it sound like...
disgusting?
Yeah.
Well, it's your fault for saying it first. Oh. Anyway, Robbie's makeup... He looks beautiful.
He looked very lovely.
A very lovely lady.
Someone pointed out he looked a bit like Katy Perry, and ever since then I can't not see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's a good thing. I mean, if I look like Katy Perry with makeup on, that would be good. I did dress up like her for Halloween once.
Well, there you go. You're almost there. You just got to use Perfect 365 to give you that flawless,
terrifying
glow.
We're not being paid to advertise this. We just like the fact that it makes people look like...
It's hysterical.
Like sexy clowns.
Yeah, I mean, I like using it because it's just, like, it's just so, not bad. It's good in the way that it gets, like, I'm surprised at how accurate some of the stuff is.
Yeah.
But also, it's just, like, who uses this and thinks, yes, I look fantastic?
If you go for the subtle looks, I imagine it's not really easy to tell.
Yeah, I've been tempted a couple of times just to use the get rid of, like, eye bags button and stuff, but then I'm worried people will see and judge me.
Slim face.
Massive eyes.
Give myself a new haircut.
Give myself massive oyster eyes? Rooster eyes?
Oyster eyes, why not? Okay, next question. Ben Barrett, Chaos Smurf. Also, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, can't you just be a good Smurf? Why do you have to be one that messes everything up, Ben?
Why can't you be Order Smurf?
Yeah. Be Order Smurf. Maybe his brother's Order Smurf, and they're like...
Maybe, the opposite. It's like evil twins.
Yeah. Anyway, what is the Bloodborne of food? He's got two questions here. Let's cover the Bloodborne of food.
What does that mean? Okay, so I'm guessing the Bloodborne of food is...
something that's really hard.
Something that's hard, but also satisfying.
Oh, God.
I didn't even think about that.
Hard but satisfying. Keeps you up all night.
Something you can put in your mouth.
Well, can you put Bloodborne in your mouth?
You can.
Would you?
You could technically. You could put the game in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing stopping you.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm guessing it also be something that's quite an acquired taste, because a lot of people don't like the kind of Bloodborne
Souls. But the ones who really like
love it. Marmite.
I don't know. I don't know people that hate it as much as people hate Marmite.
Mm.
It's more just something that people really like and you're like, oh, it's all right, I guess.
Yeah, or get frustrated and give up. Maybe it's something
steak.
Like...
steak. I would say it's like steak.
Mm. I think it's like an absolutely massive bit of quite tough steak.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's like some people start it and then are like, oh, it's too much. It's too...
I don't understand it.
It's too big an undertaking for
me. This knife is too dull and I'm rubbish at cutting.
Yes. And then, but then some people, like, must finish all the tough steak.
Because I am good at steak.
Yes.
I ate the last steak that I had, and it was nice, even though it took ages and I died several times. This is getting a bit convoluted.
Now I'm just thinking of that episode of The Simpsons where Homer is in a steak-eating contest.
And then the guy dies.
That's what I'm thinking of.
It is just like that.
It is that. Okay,
Bloodborne is the steak in The Simpsons, and you guys are the truck driver that dies.
So have fun with that.
Moreover, what could games learn from food?
To be tasty. I have eaten many a video game and they always taste like plastic or metal.
Also, and this one's not quite as hilarious.
As hilarious to the sound of silence that it's
that people don't have to buy something in huge numbers for it to be good.
Yeah.
Like Jaffa cakes. Some people don't like Jaffa cakes. But they're so good.
I think food has got the middle ground covered. Like, sometimes you're in the mood for really expensive, posh food. Mm. Sometimes you're in the mood for, like, a McDonald's. But sometimes you're in the mood for, like, I don't know, a Marks & Spencer's ready meal. Games doesn't have the Marks & Spencer's ready meal. It has the smaller indie stuff, and it has AAA, spend lots of money. And the kind of indie stuff is filling up the rest, which is a good thing, because it means we get more cool indie games. But then there's not the kind of middle ground that there once was of games.
Yeah.
So I think they could. There needs to be more Marks & Spencer's ready meals of games.
Yeah, at the moment it's all, like, takeaway pizzas or broccoli. And, like, broccoli's great.
Mm.
You can learn so much from broccoli.
Yeah. Okay.
That's, broccoli is indie games.
Okay.
In a good way.
Moving on.
Okay. GameHub HQ says, pet penguin or pet kangaroo?
Penguin, because penguins are my favourite animals.
Kangaroos, like, are big and they jump a lot. And I think they can kill you.
Yeah, they kick you really hard, don't
they?
Yeah,
penguins don't kick.
And also, you can't get in their pouch because it's just goo.
Also, baby kangaroos are really gross.
Oh.
They're, like, slimy, naked things.
So are most baby things.
Pet penguin!
Ow.
I was so excited that, like, my voice died. But
you,
like,
you made the sound of a penguin.
They're fluffy and small and they've got little wings.
I love, penguins are my favourite animals. But then dogs, like, I don't even see dogs as animals, really. I see them as, like, I don't know, like, other little humans, I guess. They're like, aww. Do you know what I mean? Like, dogs are friends.
Aww.
But penguins are animals.
Penguins could be friends.
They could be friends. I wish they were friends.
Have you seen the one that's getting tickled?
Yes.
He's a friend.
It's so cute.
He's a penguin
I
friend.
Did the penguin experience at London Zoo.
What is that?
A year or two ago? It's amazing. You basically go into the enclosure of the penguins and you can, like, touch them if they let you. Only, obviously, you can only do it if the penguin wants you to do it. You can't just, like, chase after penguins. There was one penguin called Ricky who's there. He's the only rock hopper in the entire penguin enclosure.
Yeah.
And so, rock hoppers... So he keeps on thinking that he has to build a nest, but he can't build a nest.
Aww.
And, it was quite sad because the other penguins there, they all dig holes to build their nest, but he can't do that. So he kept on like trying to dig a hole and he couldn't.
Oh my god.
But anyway, I was helping him build his nest because I would like pick up a twig and like hold it out and he would like take it out my hand and like waddle over and like put it on his nest. And then I would like pick up another one and he'd come over and take it and put it on his nest. And it's one of the most adorable things I've ever done.
So basically you led on a penguin. And now he thinks you're his penguin girlfriend.
Oh no. Oh yeah. No, I have.
You friend-zoned a penguin.
Oh no. Well, yeah.
You're
oh well.
A horrible
I'm
person.
Poor Ricky. I've only seen him like 3 times after that as well.
Oh my god. I bet you didn't even text him.
No, I didn't.
You're
I didn't.
The worst.
I know.
Oh my god. Tom Hatfield, Word Mercenary. Which game developer has the best biscuits? And why is it Alan Zucconi? Right, I've never met Alan. I'm sure he's lovely and I'm sure his biscuits are great. I've never had any game developer biscuits.
No, I haven't. Who would have the best biscuits? I think I can imagine Miyamoto coming out in like a pinny with like freshly baked cookies in the shape of Kirby. Like,
that's cute.
Exactly. How adorable is that image? But also quite disturbing.
Are we saying best, like, most traditional, how your mum makes them biscuits, which would probably be Miyamoto? Or would it be like mad crazy Heston Blumenthal biscuits? So it would be like sweary. You'd be like, I made this biscuits out of blood. And you'd be like, great.
That's nice.
Actually, they probably wouldn't be very nice.
Yeah, no, they don't sound great. They sound like the Bloodborne of food again.
I feel like we should say someone we know so that they like us more.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Dan Pierce's biscuits.
Yeah.
They'd be great.
They'd be lovely. Cool. Moving on.
Okay. I missed a question.
Oh.
Spug Notherson says, favourite biscuit and beverage? Tea.
Tea, yeah. Tea is my... I generally can't go through a day without a cup of tea. It's the most middle-class addiction ever. Mm-hmm. Like, the other day, I came to yours, and I hadn't had a cup of tea all day, and I was like, Kate, I need tea now.
I tried to have decaf tea for a while, and it just kind of made me sad.
Yeah, it's like...
It's not the same.
I know. It's like drinking alcohol-free beer.
Yeah.
It's like, why don't I just drink something else if I'm not going to get the buzz?
Or like methadone. It's like injecting methadone into your veins and being like, why don't I just do heroin?
Favourite drink is methadone now. That's what my answer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, favourite biscuit?
Methadone.
Yummy, delicious methadone. I like dunking my biscuits into tea.
Samesies.
So I always go for a chocolate hobnob.
They are good to dunk.
They are the best. They are the warriors of dunking.
They hold themselves together.
I know,
so
they're amazing. And they keep, because they've got oats in them, they keep a little bit of crunch.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go completely kind of like bleh when you dunk them.
I'm going to suggest a weird biscuit. Not for tea, but for biscuiting.
Okay.
Pink wafers.
Pink wafers are really good.
They are really good.
Are those
good.
Viennese biscuits?
Those are Viennese with raspberry jam in.
Oh my god, are they the Marks & Spencer's ones?
Yes.
Oh, they're really good.
Go and have one
good
and,
choice.
And review it for
me. Okay.
We've got some fancy biscuits
they are
and fancy
really good.
Popcorn.
Okay.
What do you think?
Mm.
Yeah.
I really like these biscuits.
I used to really like the Mr. Kipling Viennese ones. Those are quite good as well.
Good.
Anything with jam in.
Mmm.
Delicious jam.
Jammy Dodger. Yep. I like custard creams.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The jam rings.
Mmm. Mm-hmm.
Other jam biscuits. The ones with the faces. We had party rings.
The other day. And they're really addictive.
They are so good. Mm. I mean, they're so small. You're like, oh, I'll just eat five.
Oh.
And then you've eaten two packets. And then you feel terrible about yourself. And that's what party rings are. They're methadone of the biscuit world.
Stop talking about methadone.
I can't help it. I haven't had my methadone yet.
I haven't had my fix yet.
Anyway, moving on to non-biscuit related questions. So many biscuits.
Mm. We did mention biscuits a lot in our description.
We did. We kind of asked for it. Sam Chapter, a.k.a. Just an Idea.
Like it.
Not just an idea. Just an idea. Is there a franchise... Is there a franchise that you love to an unhealthy amount, defend to the grave, buy a new console just for the new installment?
Yes, Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because I've got it, like, inked on my body.
Yeah, as, you do. Oh my god, it's so much smaller than I remember it being.
Really? It's quite... I can't remember it being like...
No, it's not that big.
It's not like take up... Yeah, I've got a little Triforce tattoo on my ribs.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that little, actually. I was going to get it... Originally, I was going to get it smaller.
It's like an inch and a half, two inches
of Triforce.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have... Well, I mean, I've gone to the lengths of actually permanently marking it on my body. So, yeah.
If Zelda Wii U turns out to be terrible, you're just going to cut it off.
I'm going to cut it off and mail it to Nintendo.
That would be disturbing. Like, this is your fault.
You did this.
Send it to Reggie.
No, I won't.
You'd send it to Reggie?
Well, I feel Reggie could handle it.
Yeah. At least you can send it to people who like, English is their first language.
Yeah.
Because if you send it to... people who might have to like translate it, they might translate it into a threat,
exactly,
which it kind of is.
They might miss some of the subtleties of my
of you mailing your own skin to a developer. Yeah, subtle
maybe. What about you? Are you the same? Or I'm trying to think of other ones.
I would buy Paper Mario, literally any Paper Mario game, because I love the GameCube one.
Elder Scrolls is another. Yeah. Elder Scrolls and Fallout.
Elder Scrolls Online, Holly.
Oh yeah, I know. Exactly. Yeah. That's the kind of thing. Anything online. Or I've never played an MMO. I'm not a huge MMO person.
RuneScape.
But oh god,
no.
Yeah, a Bethesda game. So either Fallout or an Elder Scrolls.
And BioWare.
Mass Effect,
Dragon Age.
We're just big RPG people, really.
Yeah, I like Telltale, but not enough to buy a new console.
No, I've never played a Telltale game.
Oh my gosh,
I know. I'm so behind. I really need to, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I really need to play one of those. It's getting to a point where it's quite embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Yeah. I'm embarrassed for you. Yeah. It's not that embarrassing.
Oh.
I don't really like the Game of Thrones one at all.
No, so. I've seen lots of people say that the... Was it the second episode was a bit shit, or...?
They all kind of are. Like, the first episode...
Yeah.
Normally, you're like, oh, it's going to get better from here. And it's quite, like, Game of Thrones-y, like, a thing happens, and you're like, whoa!
Yeah.
And then it just doesn't follow through on it.
Yeah.
It's just a bit rubbish.
Yeah, that's a bit annoying.
Shame.
Oh,
it's
well.
A shame. I thought of another franchise. Harvest Moon.
Oh god, yes,
probably
Harvest Moon.
Wouldn't buy a new... Oh my god, Story of Seasons is out soon.
I'm really excited.
Which is the not official Harvest Moon, but
better. It's by the same... It's the same guy, but it's not technically in the Harvest Moon franchise.
Yeah.
But it might as well be.
But the new actual Harvest Moon is rubbish.
Yeah, I know, that's the thing, because... Yeah. Harvest Moon Friends of Mineral Town was like, I played that game for a ridiculous amount of time on my Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, I think we should have a Harvest Moon special podcast sometime.
Oh my god, you mean like BitSocket does a Zelda podcast and we're like, Harvest Moon!
And then we go, Harvest Moon, we love farming!
And no one downloads the podcast and it's really sad for
But
everyone.
Then we'll do a Zelda one and it'll be okay.
Yeah. And I can admit that I haven't played some of the big ones and then everyone can be like,
which ones haven't you played?
I didn't get very far in Twilight Princess.
What? It's the easiest game known to man. Okay, well, I've played all of them apart from the very original two, which I'm going to play even if it kills me, because apparently the second one is just completely impenetrable.
Yeah.
But I will give it a go.
And we need to save all this for the Zelda podcast that we're now doing.
Which apparently we've committed ourselves to. Okay.
Okay. Rob Zwetsloot, a.k.a. Rob the Z. I don't know why I want to say Z. It doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Rob the Z.
Or Rob the...
Why is Hawlucha the best Pokemon? Now, I don't think you know what Hawlucha is.
No, you're going to have to get it up.
I'm going
to
get up a picture of Hawlucha.
I don't think I've ever finished a Pokemon game.
Oh my god.
I know. It's terrible. I always get so far and then I'm just like,
This is Hawlucha.
Oh, so
he is a Mexican wrestler.
It looked like a luchador.
Slash bird.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's got like little legs. Look at his little legs.
Oh god, that looks really wrong.
Yeah. His little like feathers towards his crotch area. Yeah. You're kind of like, ooh, what's going on there?
Yeah, that looks really wrong.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a camel toe.
Yeah, he's got a massive camel toe.
Yeah.
Okay. My favourite Pokemon, I really like Squirtle, because Squirtle sounds like he smokes a shitload of cigarettes, and I think he's a bit badass.
Squirtle!
I like Squirtle! And also Squirtle Squad from the cartoons is just the best thing ever.
They are cool. I'm going to show you one of my favourite ones.
Oh, I know what it is.
Mary! He's a little sheep! Look at his little sheepy ears! He's so cute!
That's really cute. I like his little stubs. They're really cute.
There's little feety stubs.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
I also enjoy Swablu. Oh, he's a fluffy bird.
Oh, I like...
Look at he's sad.
Oh, that's really cute.
And then he's happy.
I like, Oshawott?
Oshawott?
Oshawott was the starting one. I loved
black
Oshawott.
And white? I want to say black and white. Oh, I think
no,
so.
Or was it pearl and diamond?
No, it was definitely more recent than that. Black and white, yeah.
Yeah, well remembered.
I didn't like Oshawott.
What? I liked Oshawott and Piplup. They were my...
Piplup was great. I had Piplup.
Piplup was my go-to.
Piplup.
Because he transformed into amazing Napoleon-style big badass penguin.
Yeah.
I like anything that's penguin-y.
Oh, he is very cute.
Look how cute he is!
Okay, now I want you to go through all your starters.
Oh,
you remember
God,
them?
No. I remember playing... Was it Yellow?
Yeah.
It's my first one. I don't know, as a very unimaginative child. Was Pikachu a starter?
In Yellow? I want to say yeah,
he was
but
on,
I'm really scared
I just remember
I'm
he
wrong.
Was on the... I will get most
He follows
things,
you around, I remember that.
Yeah, I will get most things Pokemon wrong because...
Yeah.
I play them kind of indispersedly. Like, I'll play one and be like, oh, this is really good, why don't I play it more? And then I'll get to a point where I'm like, can't be bothered anymore, put it down. And then a few years later, I'll do the same thing over and over again. But I can never remember that much. It's really bad.
My most memorable starter was Chikorita in Pokemon Gold. I called it Chicky because
of course.
Children.
Yeah.
And, like, it was the first time I'd really put so much time into Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I got her to, like, level 8. And, yeah, you just, like, get really attached to, like, your first proper Pokemon.
I got really attached to Piplup, I remember.
Yeah, I always have, like, my starter, the first bird I catch, and then an assortment of strongish Pokemon. Like, I'm not that good at it, and I don't really care, so...
No, I always went off that as well, like, really... I'll never go off the actual, like, power or what would be useful. Mm. I always went like, well, that one looks nice.
But that's the way you
and
should.
I know.
I mean, not should... That's the way I enjoy playing.
Yeah, that's the way I enjoy playing as well. That's kind of how I'm doing Monster Hunter at the moment as well. Like, my armor is pretty much just like, I like that one because it's blue and stuff. Like, I'm starting to get more, because I'm now, I finished the main quest and I'm now onto the, like, S rank quest. So now I'm actually having to pay attention to what I wear. But
I really want the, I think it's the Rathian,
yeah.
The skirt.
Yes.
On the women. It's like this
it's
huge
amazing.
Metal, fancy A-line
There's a,
poofy thing.
Oh, you have to wait till you see, right at the end, you kill the there's the Gormagala, which is the kind of the black one, and then there's the white one, which is like the Elder Dragon version. It's like the Shigaru Magala?
Yeah.
Or something. And the the woman armor from that is so cool. It's like this massive, like, white/gold shiny skirt. And,
oh my
like,
god,
this
that
huge,
sounds amazing.
It's so cool.
Oh, right. So, that's why Hawlucha is the best Pokemon.
We have answered that question.
Okay, Stuart Neal has asked us three questions. Number one, what makes you feel all warm and happy?
Tea.
And tea made really good.
Tea, a
it's
really
like
good cup of
layer.
Tea. And then either a game or a TV series that I've been, like, watching and I'm comfortable with, and I just kind of, like, dip in. I'm like, oh, like, Frasier does it for me, playing a Dragon Age game or a Elder Scrolls game.
Yeah.
Just, like, and I'm like, oh, that's good. Everything is right with the world.
Mm-hmm. I quite enjoy, like, this is going to sound like it's a dating profile, but, like, reading a good book in the bath.
See, I can never read a book in the bath.
I have, like, a little stand.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
I like reading a book, but it's always, I have to be like curled up on the sofa or in bed.
Actually, blankets. Blankets, sofa, book.
Mm. Yeah. Are you reading anything at the moment?
I've just started reading The Miniaturist.
Oh.
Yeah. My Kindle's broken, so I didn't read for a while.
Mm.
But I don't really know what it's about.
Okay.
A lady gets given, essentially it's a doll's house.
Okay.
I think to teach her, like, wifely home management.
Oh, well, that's why doll's houses existed in the Victorian period. It was to teach young girls kind of where the servants would go and where they go at different times of day and stuff.
It kind of doesn't really touch on it a lot, but it implies, well, not implies, it pretty much says it's the case, but like it expects you to know what it's talking about. So I was just like, yeah, sure, okay.
Okay.
It's set in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. This young girl gets married off to like a 40-year-old rich dude. It's kind of typical, like, we're poor, but we have a good name. You're rich and you're new money, so we're going to marry you off.
Sounds like The Corpse Bride.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of things, like The Duchess and things like that.
Most things like that.
And she gets this, like, it's a doll's house, but it refers to it as a cabinet, and it's got all this stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts ordering all this tiny furniture for it.
Okay.
And I've just got to the point where she's ordered some tiny furniture, and then she's got more than she thought she was going to get.
Okay.
So, like, this guy that's making the tiny furniture clearly knows something. But that's only, like, 15% of the way into the book.
Okay.
So who knows what's going to happen?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's exciting. That tiny chairs. I really like doll's house furniture.
Oh, same!
Because it's, like,
anything,
oh, it's tiny.
Anything miniature, I'm, like, obsessed with.
Yeah.
Like, little dolls. I loved going in those shops when I was young by my grandparents. There was, like, one of those proper, like, collector-style doll's houses.
With, like, wallpaper
furniture
on the walls. Yes. And carpets.
And carpets. And, like, carpets. Most detailed, teeny, tiny little things. And I'm like, oh, my God. And they're, like, smaller versions of things that exist. I need them.
So that's why I'm enjoying the book, because it's describing this tiny stuff. And I'm imagining it. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's so small.
I want to own it
why
all.
Why is it so small? Anyway.
I've just started reading, because usually I don't, I'm quite a big reader person, but when I'm studying and stuff, because all I have to read is historical stuff, so I always end up putting, did you find that when you were studying at uni, you'd always put kind of fictional stuff would just kind of be on the back burner and you'd have to focus on like your academic stuff?
Well, I did have to read a lot of fictional stuff. It was just written in Latin, so.
yeah. But I've started the first book in a long time, so I'm reading Virginia Woolf to the Lighthouse, because I've never read any Virginia Woolf before, and I've had it on my shelf for a long time, and I've been meaning to read it.
Me too.
So yeah, I finished the first chapter, and it's kind of, you know, they're holidaying in the Isle of Skye, and basically it's kind of like a fucked up family. And
then it turns out that there's multiple universes and each one of them has a lighthouse. And wait, no, that's Bioshock, isn't it?
Oh, maybe.
God damn it.
Maybe.
I always get Virginia Woolf and Bioshock Infinite mixed up.
And Ken Levine.
Yeah. They're very similar.
Very similar. But yeah, that's what I'm reading.
Cool.
So yeah.
So you're a lot fancier than I am.
Not really. To the Lighthouse is very short. It's quite a small book.
Yeah. Fine. Okay, next question. Also from Stuart Neal. Mum-Ra was defending his planet from the Thundercats. Which other fictional villains have been misrepresented? You know what I think? Mm-hmm. I was going to say Bowser. He does kidnap a lot.
Yeah.
But also, they do kind of antagonise him.
Yeah, I always think Mario's a bit of a dick.
He is a bit of a dick.
Like, he's a bit annoying. I wouldn't like to know him, personally. I'm trying to think of antagonists now that I've misunderstood. I'm sure there must be loads.
The Colossi in Shadow of the Colossus.
That's like
the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you just know you should hit them, but then you're like, wait, why am I hitting these dudes? They haven't done anything. There's a few
bosses like that in Dark Souls, I think, where they're like, you don't want to kill them, but you have to progress in the story and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of just like the main antagonist though. I really can't think. Because there's loads of stories that have that twist where it's like, and who wasn't, like, Snape in Harry Potter and stuff.
Spoilers?
Oh,
my
sorry.
God.
Sorry, guys.
In Once Upon a Time, right, the Evil Queen, it's really annoying because, like, she keeps turning good, like, mostly by the power of true love. Either she, like, loves her son and she realises that she wants to do but what's best by him, or she falls in love with a guy and she's like, oh, this is all I ever wanted. But she does a lot of evil shit. Even though she changes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, pretty much every 5 episodes or so, she'll be like, I'm good now. And then she'll be like, except someone's just wronged me and I have to take revenge.
Mm.
And it'll be like, oh, woman, you're making such progress. And she also has this thing where every time someone accuses her of something she hasn't done.
Okay.
Like, someone dies, and everyone's like, I bet it was the evil queen, and she's like, it wasn't. And
why isn't
like,
she in jail?
She does go in jail quite a few times. But she goes, it wasn't me. And then they go, but you've done loads of evil stuff. And she's like, yeah, but this wasn't me. And then she sets fire to something and runs away. And it's like,
that's stupid.
Lady.
I kind of think mine would be, I'm thinking the monsters at Monster Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all you're doing is going themselves. Into their environment and just killing an animal in its environment. It's like, how dare you exist in your natural environment? And then you
the
kill it.
Egg quests. Like, when you go and collect their egg and then they chase you down, you're like, I'm sorry!
Like, I'm sorry, I'm stealing your babies! Also, those are the most annoying quests. I love that game, but my God, I would, like, hate
I made a special set of armour.
Yeah.
That gives you, like, more stamina and helps you carry things. And
there's a special thing you can get from eating, which means you don't get knocked down as much. Yeah.
So that's our answer.
Yes.
A kind of mechanical, at Radio Saint... says, what's your favourite advert in gaming? I think we looked at this question before and we were like...
Favourite advert in gaming? What? Well, obviously, it's the JLS Nintendo ones. All the Nintendo adverts are just really cringy.
Do you remember that what was it called? Like, the Girls Club Nintendo or whatever it was.
Oh, God.
Where it was, like, a girl from, like, Hollyoaks,
why?
And she was like, hey, everybody! This is the Girls Club for girls to play Nintendo games. And it was like, can we not have the regular one? And it was all like pink and it was in her bedroom and everything was fluffy. And it was a bit like,
no.
You should play Animal Crossing because it's a really good game. And I like to decorate my house with furniture. And you're like, loads of people play Animal Crossing. Don't make it a girly thing.
I know. Don't make it seem like something that is, you know, gender specific.
I think they got rid of it.
Yeah, I think they got rid of it quite quickly, but still, like,
so everyone's just, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's like the whole kind of, like, the Lego thing, where it's like, you know, if you create something specifically for girls and you give the impression that the rest of it is not for girls, which isn't a good thing. Yeah.
I'm confused by the Lego thing of, like, oh, look, it's a girl scientist. I mean, maybe I've misunderstood this, but, like, the point in Lego is you can put a hairstyle or a face
on anything. Yeah.
And so... I guess it's cool to buy a set that's going specifically, these are
female
women
characters
to start off with.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's an imagination thing. And imagination is, like, unlimited.
I guess. So. I think the thing that I... Because when I went to Denmark recently to see family, my little cousin is, like, obsessed with Lego Friends.
Okay.
You know the ones where it's like, oh,
they're slightly bigger.
They're a little bit bigger, all of the stuff is, like, focused. There's occasional thing where it's like, I'm a zoologist. But most of it's, like, a mall, hair salon and stuff. And I'm kind of in two minds because in my head I'm going, you know, no, this isn't right. Like, there's all this amazing other Lego stuff and then the stuff that's designed for girls is just a mall or a shopping centre or my first pony. But then I know as a little girl I would have loved that.
I do
at
think
the same
about
time,
that. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, like in my head, I know it's bad. It is like it's not great to have this gender divide and stuff like that. But then I know as a little girl, I would have loved that. But then,
is that
bad
it's
of me?
The only thing we
exactly
had?
Is that because that's what I was brought up to like, or that's what marketing told me I should like, or why is it a problem that I would like stuff? I don't know. It's all a confused mess, but I do kind of walk into toy shops sometimes when I'm with my little cousins, and it is just like, oh, this is...
It doesn't give you the choice. I mean, I remember when I was young and I had Barbies on their own rather than having, like, a set with a house or a pony or whatever. I would still end up, like, creating what might be considered girly stories. You know, it was like love stories and I'd make like wedding dresses out of toilet paper and I'd make them a little shoebox house. And again, I don't know if that's because I felt like that's the only thing I could do, but it was still me being creative and I was still coming up with the same stuff. So I don't really know.
Exactly. Like I kind of think now, like if I had a little girl, it's a really difficult one because you don't want them to feel like they have to conform to these kind of gendered stereotypes.
Yeah.
But then you don't want to push them too far the other way and be like, no, it's wrong to like
girly
stuff.
Yeah, you can't like pink. You can't like sparkly stuff because, like, I have a pair of sequin leggings.
Yeah.
I like sparkly things. it's what I do.
Exactly. Like, when I was little, I was very, very girly, as I said. Mm. But then as soon as I hit around 11 or 12,
yeah.
I went, no. I made a conscious decision. I was like, no, I'm going to be a tomboy now. Because we're very much in that generation of kind of Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network cartoons, which are great. But all the kind of annoying girly characters are really typically, you know, kind of like pink and fashion and stuff like that. Mm. And they were the annoying, like, oh, girl, kind of, oh, aren't these still bad characters? And I was like, no, I don't want to be that. And so I made the choice. I was like, no, I'm not going to do this anymore, which is really unfair now that I look back on it.
But like, it wasn't you being, like, consciously, like, sexist or anything. It was just, like...
No, it was
you
me
felt
thinking,
like you were being pushed into something.
Yeah, like, I didn't want to be that thing that the cartoons were portraying, but yeah.
I don't remember having that moment of being like, oh, I don't want to like pink. I don't think I was girly.
Yeah.
In the sense of, oh, God, I've just remembered I had some pink velvet pyjamas.
Oh, I did. But oh, they, definitely.
They were Star Wars pyjamas. They just happened to be pink velvet. They had, like, a big portrait of Queen Amidala on the front. Nice. She was so cool.
She was. She was pretty.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, I'm kind of hoping if I have a daughter that I'll be like, you be whatever you want to be, and hopefully it'll be fine.
Yeah, because that's the thing, like, we grew up being quite girly and having gender toys and stuff, and we've grown up to realise now that we're older and stuff like that, realise that, yeah, that's a thing that exists and it's not great, but it also hasn't, you know, we haven't grown up thinking that we want to be, you know...
Ballerinas.
Yeah, I mean, I did, but I don't anymore.
Yeah. I hope by the time we have kids, it's better.
Yeah.
And we have more choices, and they have more choices.
Yeah, and they don't feel pushed into choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either side. Yeah. Okay, so our next question is from some guy called Joseph Nielsen? Never heard of him. But he has your name.
Oh, no. Weird. Oh, no. That's weird.
Well.
Maybe he's like a mega fan.
Oh, what a
changed
dog.
Name.
Okay, he says, which animal would you transform into for your superpower, and what would be your nemesis?
I would transform into a...
owl.
Oh, that's a really good one. I was going to say eagle, but I prefer owls.
I'd be so fluffy.
I would be an owl.
Wait, then you'd have to eat mice. Like, whole. Don't they eat mice whole?
Yeah. They kind of, like, they throw them back and just, like, go down the throat.
That would be quite gross. Or maybe, like, just while I'm transforming into an owl, I don't eat. And then I get back and then I have a burger.
Yeah, or you're a vegetarian owl.
I can be a vegetarian owl.
Yeah, an owl is a good one. But what would your nemesis be?
What eats owls?
Nothing, really. Not in this country. There's not a big enough... other birds of prey? Maybe, like, a grizzled old weasel that leads a weasel army.
Okay, this has turned into, like, Watership Down.
Yeah,
now.
This is pretty much Watership Down slash, what's it called? With Molly and Ratty and...
Wind in the Willows?
Yes, that's the one.
Wind in the Willows, but with more, like, animal killing.
Well,
there's a lot of animal killing in Wind in the Willows, but do they eat each other?
I don't think they eat each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you turn into? You can't be an owl.
Oh,
I'm
no.
an owl.
Okay, I would be a...
Could be a duck.
Oh, I could be a duck, but ducks are a bit, like, I do love
you know,
ducks.
They, like, eat things and their, like, little beaks are like... Wah, 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 wah.
I do love ducks, because ducks look like they have chubby cheeks.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoy.
You could be a hamster.
It could be a hamster, but again,
or
they
a
get...
puppy.
I think I'd be a wolf.
A wolf?
Yeah.
My God.
Because, yeah, I like Okami, and I'll turn into a wolf, and everyone would have to call me Amaterasu.
And, yeah, and you'd be like, I'm a wolf.
Yeah, and then I'd be like, I'm the sun god mother of things. I'm the mother of things. And then people would go, shut up, you wolf. And then I'd be like, in a zoo or something. But, yeah.
Okay. If you could replace any game's protagonist with a puppy, which would it be? And how would it affect the game? I have an answer for this one that I've just thought of. Snake. I would replace him with a puppy.
I was just thinking that. Because I was thinking of the Phantom Pain thing where
he's got a wolf
puppy. He has a little wolf puppy.
And they could have... It could just be him. They'd have eye patches
and
on.
Also, you know how they have that thing where it's like, oh, sexy lady, they're distracted because it's a sexy lady. Well, it could be like, it's a puppy, they're distracted because it's
a
puppy.
Oh my God, yes. The whole game just has to be puppies.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's our answer.
But then he couldn't be called Snake anymore because he's a puppy.
Yeah, but he's also not a snake as a man.
He's not a snake?
Oh yeah, spoilers.
I thought it was like Snake, the game Snake, but he grew up into a man.
Do you think it was just like a suit of snakes?
Yeah,
Like, he had a like each of his legs was a snake.
Yeah.
And he just walks like Octodad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Greg S., who is at Geostra.
Okay.
I don't know how to say that. If the zombie apocalypse hit, what would be your survival plan? Oh my god, I'd be the worst.
I would be so bad.
Yeah.
I always kind of like to think that I would go out into the country, mm-hmm. I'd gather a shitload of supplies, I'd go out into the country mm-hmm. and try and be like self-sustaining.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you've got a lot of like empty yeah. area around you, but then you can also like look around you, like as long as you're not like, if you have all fields around you, you're
you can see in every direction.
You can see in every yeah. direction, but then you're also visible.
I probably couldn't do that because... Do you remember the other day when I showed you, I got some living herb plants.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd been watering them every day, and they were next to a window. So I was like, why have they died? And then I realised I had the curtains drawn the entire time.
She forgot the two things you need for plants to live.
One, I got the water part right.
Yeah, you got the water right, but you missed the light.
The sun part. Yeah.
You're like, I've got light bulbs on, why is it not working?
I mean, that's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
That makes me sound really dumb. That's a terrible story to tell.
We're only judging you slightly. It's fine.
If there was a zombie apocalypse, this is going to sound terrible.
Okay.
I would hope that I was married to someone who was good. Because you know in the zombie stories, it's always like a husband and wife fighting together. I'd be good as long as I had someone by my side. I'd be terrible on my own.
I don't think I could do it on my own. I want like a really badass friend who's just like kicks a shell.
You can't smooch your friends when stuff gets scary.
Well, it depends on the friend.
I don't think you want just a regular friend, Holly.
Oh, maybe not.
would you go in a zombie apocalypse with Mulder or Scully?
Mulder.
Interesting. You'd be like, aliens! You'd be like, no, dear, they're zombies. And you'd be like, what are the aliens, Holly? And you'd be like, but they're not.
I'd be like, no, they're clearly zombies, Mulder. And you'd be like, oh my god, no, but they're the aliens that change shape. And I'd be like, no, Mulder, shut up. Go to bed now.
Okay, I think one more question, because we're getting to around... Yeah. I can't remember how long we've been recording for, like, the actual podcast, but we're getting to around an hour and a half.
Yeah, we're getting to around an hour and a half.
Which we said was a good length.
Yes.
So that's another question about biscuits, so we'll save that one. That's another question about Pokemon. should I ask the ketchup one? Is that a weird note to end it on?
Yeah, let's go for the Bitsocket one.
The Bitsocket one. Okay. Bitsocket at Bitsocket.
We talked about them earlier in our dreams.
lovely Bitsocket. Anyway, I'm going to ask their second question, which is, I'm too scared to watch The Wire. Imagine this is Bitsocket talking.
Okay.
Let's say it's Scott.
Okay.
I'm too scared to watch The Wire because
everyone loves it. What's happened to your accent, Scott?
I can't do a Scottish accent. Okay. I forgot how to when the zombies struck.
Okay.
I'm too scared to watch The Wire because everyone loves it. Are there any TV shows that you find too intimidating to watch?
So many. House of Cards. Breaking Bad.
You should watch that.
I've never... See, that's the thing I'm talking about. Everyone loves it. But then, I've never... Like, my parents tried to watch it and they really didn't like it.
Mm. Don't trust your parents.
Oh, but I usually do trust my parents in these things. No. Okay, so yeah. The Wire is another one. Breaking Bad. Yep. House of Cards.
Yep.
Oh god, there must be more than that. There's more than that. So many.
It's mostly like the big dramas. You see them on Netflix and you're like, I'll save it.
Exactly. You're like,
never gonna watch it.
One day I'll watch that. One day I'll watch that. A lot of anime as well, because I don't really know anything about anime or watched any anime.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you need to watch this series and this series and this one. And I'm like, I don't know where to start.
Wrestling. I'm never going to watch wrestling.
No.
Just for the record. I know a lot of you guys listening.
Yes.
Hopefully there's someone listening. You like wrestling. I don't get it.
No.
My grandma used to watch wrestling with the sound off.
What? Did she have a laminated fan fiction?
Oh, yeah. My grandma, when she's watching her wrestling, stay out of the room.
Oh, she's writing about it.
No, it's not like that. I don't know why she watched. A lot of people like, I'm pretty sure we know why she watched it. She might have been really attracted to The Rock. That's a contemporary one, right?
that's a person. No, I don't understand either. Like, yeah, I have a few friends and my boyfriend really likes wrestling. And it's just... And he's explained it to me. And the way I understand it is like... It's like violent ballet.
That doesn't sell it. I like ballet.
Yeah, I like ballet as well.
It's almost like they're going, well, ballet isn't that manly. So how about we watch wrestling?
Why don't we hit them with a chair? And it's like, oh, you could... But okay.
Ballet's great, though.
Whatever TV series haven't you watched because you find it too intimidating?
Oh, my God, I can't even think of any TV series. The Good Wife? I know Matthew Castle, who's probably not listening to this.
God damn it, Matthew.
But yeah, he said it was really good. But
it's that thing as well. If you watch it, people want to discuss it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh no, I don't want to. I had the same thing with Orange is the New Black, but I watched it and it's really
good.
I mean, the second series is nowhere near as good as the first series.
Yeah.
But it's still great.
It's just cool seeing, like, so many women.
I know, and so many different women.
Yeah.
Like, not just kind of like, hello, I'm the wife version who's having an affair.
I once read a thing that kind of sticks with me every time I talk about women in TV.
Yeah.
Which is like, when it's 50-50 men and women, people see that as being too many women.
Yeah, yeah,
like, 100%. They think the average amount of women is like a third of the cast, and they think, like, that's 50-50.
Yeah.
Which is horrible.
It's like when you think of panel shows and stuff. Mm. I mean, there's been a lot of stuff about women in panel shows in the BBC, but it's when you see, like, a panel show and half the panels are women.
Yeah.
You know, people will be like, oh, there's a lot of women on this one. Mm-hmm. Or if the panel is all women, people will be like, oh, it's a...
You're trying to trap me into listening to women.
Or it's a woman special.
Oh.
But if it was all men, you don't question it. Like, that's just... That's normal. Well, if it's, you know, it has to be some kind of special or some kind of, because you have... It's really strange.
But I always get really annoyed when, like... You know when you're reading something that's written so it applies to people in general?
Mm.
And the default, like, pronoun is always him.
Yeah.
In, like, instruction manuals and stuff like that. It's always, like, he, him, whatever. And you're like, but I don't... Want you to assume I'm a dude.
I'm not a man.
There are like 52% women in the world or something.
Yeah.
Which seems really high.
Also, women live longer than men, so
men
die off quickly.
Yeah.
Get rid of them quickly.
This is becoming really scary. Obviously we don't hate men.
No, obviously not. We're not that scary.
We are just both women, and it's nice to see women in stuff.
Yeah, it's nice to see our own gender doing things.
Because, like, I mean, if you're already represented in the media, your, like, greatest wish is, for example, that there was that Guardian article the other day, which was like, I wish there were more guys with receding hairlines in games.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, okay, I get that.
Fair enough.
It's something you're going through. You want to see it represented in games. We would like our existence to be represented in games.
Our gender would be nice. And in a non-just sexual way.
Yeah.
Would be nice. Yeah. You know, something little when we're a bit more than just a decoration.
Because that means we only exist for men. And I'd like to think
our entire kind of being is represented by men. It's all created by men. It's around men.
Yeah.
You know, it's always a little bit kind of like, huh. Mm-hmm. Which is a bit kind of... I know it's a really silly thing, but in Okami... I mean, there's a lot of... It's, you know... There's lots of booby ladies in Okami and stuff like that. And, you know, there's a character where literally her tits are just... Like, they shove them... Because, you know, when you have the picture of the little character next to the words, so you know they're talking, her boobs are just, like, squished into the tiny little thing.
We can fit
thing.
Them into
just,
the square.
Just squish them in and stuff. But there was something really nice about playing as Amaterasu, who is a mother character... And they refer to you as, the goddess of black sun and the mother of everything and things like that. And it's such a nice little change to have. Mm. And it's something that, you know, you don't really think about. But it's like, her gender doesn't impact on the game that much. It's not like, you know, she has relationships on that level and stuff like that. Like, it's not something that her gender doesn't define her. But it's just nice to have that for a change.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Like, I really wish there were more... Even though I'm not a mother, I'd love to see more mother roles in games.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I know... This is going to sound, like, really douchey, but I feel like I know what it's like to be a dad. Because I have watched so many things, read so many things,
There's a massive thing at the moment with dads. And it's great. I mean, it's great to see kind of parenthood be examined, but it's nearly always in the role of the dad. And I don't know if it's because people find it interesting because they maybe feel that there's a slight disconnect with a father figure because there's not a kind of biological kind of... You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the father figures aren't biologically connected to the children they're looking after.
They've just found a child and they're like, this is my child and it's going to represent my struggle to accept myself. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, and it's like, it was nice to see a mother being the enabler of the...
Yeah.
You know, just have that kind of maternal instinct... addressed.
Can you think of any games with mums?
Oh God, there will be, and...
And we should probably know them.
Yes, and we should have researched it.
But the fact is, if you ask for a game about a dad, you can come up with, like, The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Or Bioshock Infinite. And they're all about dads who find daughters of various types.
Yeah. Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. You know, that it's always a dad and a daughter, which is obviously progressive, because it's about men... like recontextualizing their relationship with women.
Yeah.
And it's obviously that the people writing and developing these games are like, I have a daughter now.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I've realized I've you been can a see, terrible
like,
person.
Yeah, like you can see the games industry and the writers writing in the games industry maturing and kind of wanting to address the issues that are now relevant to them.
Yeah.
But again, there's
it's still saying this is my relationship to women with regards to me. It's not saying
it's men are still the enabler of the stories.
Yeah.
And often the daughter figures in the games.
And the actual daughter figures are cool.
Yeah.
Like, I do quite like Elizabeth.
Yeah, like, there's a place for this. Like, we're not saying that, oh, no, that shouldn't exist in place of this. Like, that should definitely exist. Like, everything should be addressed. But then it would also be nice to see...
It should exist alongside more examples of women being just women. Yeah. Not being women in context with men. Just women.
Just women.
Being women.
It's nice to see, like, Yeah, just saying that just because you don't, like, you want to see something else doesn't mean that you don't want to see another thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it would still be interesting to see, like, you know, fatherhood and stuff explained. But then, yeah, like, it's always nice to see a different side of that.
And you don't have to take away, like,
it would be nice to see the daughter's perspective.
Yeah.
Where's the daughter's perspective on her dad? But then the problem is with that, a lot of people go, oh, daddy issues. And take it as a kind of... I don't know, and it's just, I think that would be a tough area, but an interesting area to look at.
But, like, those dads are always single dads. Yeah. Like, they've scared away their wives, they've had their wives die. The wives are out of the picture, so they can't complicate the relationship with the daughter.
Yeah.
But you don't see a lot of stories about single mothers.
No.
In anything, really.
No, not really.
Once Upon a Time's about a single mother.
The Sims? For the first few series. In My Sims.
Great.
Yeah.
Good.
I guess. But yeah, we should probably start wrapping it up.
We should. But that was an interesting conversation that we had. I forget what the question was.
I can't even remember.
It was about The Wire or something.
Oh, Intimidating. It was from BitSocket.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you, BitSocket.
Thank you. Thank you for all the questions, everyone.
Yeah.
Really
hopefully
nice.
We gave out everyone's Twitter handle.
Yes.
So you can go and
don't
them.
Worry if we haven't answered your question. We've got a whole load of questions.
So many
questions. We'll be going through them next week.
We'll be covering biscuits, toilets, Pokemon again.
Yeah.
So look forward to that.
Yeah.
How do we wrap up?
I think we'll say, well, don't we ask them to subscribe?
Comment,
rate.
Like, favorite.
Do
all
retweet.
The social media things. We're on like Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Why don't you just stand on your roof and start shouting Toku at the moon? And if
that's
you all
the new
do
type
it,
of social media.
If you all do it simultaneously, we'll
you'll
reach
summon
a massive audience.
The god of podcasts.
Yes.
Probably. So this is very
Ricky
rambly.
Gervais and Russell Brand, the fathers of podcasting, will just come down and then we'll go, oh, we don't really want to be associated with
else,
you.
Anyway, do all those things. Hopefully this will be on SoundCloud.
We're still figuring out. Hopefully we're going to get it on SoundCloud and start the thing where we can get it on iTunes, but apparently that can take a little while, so we'll keep you updated with that.
Yeah, and this has been our first podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast numero one.
We hope you enjoyed it.
See you later.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.